Welcome back to YouTube with the boys. We have a fantastic episode on QT Cinderella's Master Baker Competition.
Did anybody wash their hands?
Yeah.
No.
Where do I do that?
There's a sink back there.
So QT Cinderella is an amazing YouTuber and streamer. She has, I think, 822,000 followers on Twitch, so she does incredibly well, and she has put on some amazing streamer events. She has done things like Shit Camp, the Streamer Awards, and she has also done Christmas concerts, Beyblade tournaments, and much more. I think she's probably the best force on the platform for bringing your favorite streamers together often. She's really good at like kind of getting everybody to do stuff, and she's truly fantastic. And this endeavor is no less impressive. She has made her own baking show. So usually on the platform of Twitch, you know, QT Cinderella will do baking streams. I think she used to work in some kind of bakery. I'm not too sure on her credentials, but she bakes a lot. So she is definitely qualified to do this competition. And she gathered a bunch of creators and influencers together to do this competition. So the first episode, that's the only one I've watched because that's the one out on YouTube. And, you know, even though she streamed two others, this is YouTube with the boys. So we have looked at the YouTube one. It was 35 minutes long. It already has 70,000 views. Most of her streams are at like 180,000 total viewers. I don't think that's concurrently, but that's in all looking back at them. And the contestants on these shows are Caroline Kwan, Squeaks, Point Grow, Slime, Stans, and JHB. And I'll give you the first episode. So for the first episode, the judges rotate, but on this episode, it was Valkyrae and Foozly, who I think are two fun, chaotic people to be the judges. I really appreciated that the judges kind of like had no baking experience and weren't experts. Because I think sometimes, you know, you have, you know, like, it just feels so pretentious in, like, cooking shows when someone's like, you are missing, I think I am getting too much cinnamon and not enough cardamom. Like, I just want someone to be like, this is plain, unedible, this is bad. You know, not in the Gordon Ramsay way, but in, like, I want to know how a normal person would react to the food that is being cooked. So they were great in doing that. For the first episode, they had to make cupcakes. Yes, cupcakes. Now, the catch is they didn't have a recipe. And yes, this is similar to the Try Guys doing without a recipe, but I don't think that QT Cinderella bit too much off them. There are thousands of cookie shows, thousands of baking shows. None of them get a recipe in like any event. Maybe in Great British Bake Off, but it makes it more entertaining nonetheless. And I feel like, I don't know, QT just has a different format where she's, like, streaming it, plus all, like, everybody cooking in the same kitchen, and it's, like, a less structured video, where, like, I think that, not that QT's is not produced, but, like, the Try Guys usually has a very produced feel, like it's meant to be a show rather than a live stream, but QT focused on the live stream aspect, because she does stream on Twitch. And it was really fun. I think that what I really appreciated is, and I think this is like the why I appreciate sometimes the Try Guys videos too, when they do without a recipe, is you get the look at a normal person who has it baked. Like, I feel like sometimes in the shows when it's like amateur bakery, someone's like, maybe it's 2.5 cups of flour and not 2, but they know the general like makeup of the recipe, so you generally like end up with like some things that still look pretty good. But here we had JHB like make a underbaked cesspool of like Play-Doh in this disgusting looking red velvet cupcake that he tried to create. Spoilers for that episode, the very first episode of Master Baker, JHB gets kicked off. And what I like kind of secondly appreciated about this competition is that it looked like everyone was trying. Now, I may not have gotten the full sense because I'm watching this as a video and not as the live stream, so I can't see all the bits that are going on. But from my perspective, you know, everybody was kind of trying to make something good, maybe with the exception of JHB, because he was, maybe he just didn't know anything about baking, but he was completely off. He was like throwing in like brown sugar in an egg to make, maybe it was a batter? I am not even quite sure. But it did not look good at all. But everybody else, like Point Crow and Stand, Squeaks, Slime, although they like mostly kind of like Squeaks and Slime, like in my eyes, they both tried to make something that was good, right? Like they're both working hard. Slime is writing down the ingredients and the amount of the ingredients he is putting in. Stands, like, they're all tasting their batter and being like, wow, that's, like, pretty good, trying to gauge their cupcakes. And why I appreciated this is I think sometimes the folly kind of these events with content creators is you kind of have the, like, oh, we're going to throw for content. As, like, as stupid as it sounds, I think sometimes you can get into, like,
you are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Like, as Ludwig describes, and I think Toast describes, the end of Among Us days. I can't believe I'm using, like, baking to, or Among Us as a metaphor for baking. I think that's the way it is. But, like, at the end of, like, kind of near the end of Among Us, and everybody kind of had new to play the game, they were all kind of trolling and, like, cheating for laughs, or, like, playing things up for laughs. Like, oh, I didn't see Toast kill that guy. Oh no, Toast, I'll be quiet if you do this, like that type thing. And I think that was cool in some senses, because it's like, oh, they're trying to be funny, and they are funny sometimes, but it definitely does put a dampener on the competition. Like, it makes things feel less legitimate. And obviously in the case of Among Us, that didn't matter, because at that point, they had played, like, 1,000 games of Among Us each. But in this case, and it's a new competition, I think you don't want people trying to do too many bits, or it just kind of makes everything feel invalid. So seeing, like, all the creators put that much effort in was really sweet, because it's a field, like, baking is a field that they're so unfamiliar with that, basically, that they can try as hard as they can and still fail and still be entertaining. And I think that's kind of the perfect medium. Like, another thing, sometimes I bet in competitions, or like Ludwig does Bro versus Bro, or any other competition, whether what video game you're playing, is I think sometimes they keep it close to add suspense. They throw a little bit, maybe. That's just my opinion. I'm not trying to, like, you know, bring down your favorite creators, but I think there is some certain extent that when creators are doing things, they're trying to make content. But this is something so out of their depth that they can be funny without trying. Of course, there are bits here and there, and people probably do play up things, but I did really appreciate that. Like, Slime, I think, was the perfect example of this. Slime is a member of Mogul Moves, if you don't know, a member of the Yard, consistently works with the kind of, like, Ludwig. But Slime, like, was wearing funny aprons and making jokes kind of about, like, other people, but you could still see he was putting in effort. I think that was cool. And I feel like, in another sense, I always appreciate the scuffed nature of it all. Like, at one point, they didn't have oven mitts or a timer. Everybody's kind of, like, looking for tools and not really understanding what to do. I like that they're all in this community space. I think that makes the show so much better, because I think sometimes when you're in, like, separated kitchens away from each other, that the person gets too much free reign. It's too calm, and this element of chaos of, like, people opening ovens and kind of, like, moving behind each other and all close to each other is great. Also, another fun addition to the show was a bunch of people kind of asking, since Cutie was a baker, they would say what they were doing to try to gauge Cutie's reaction to see if it was the right thing or not. So, like, they'd be like, I am putting this in at 350, and then they look Cutie up and down to see if she would react. And it was just funny that everybody separately did that. But overall, it's a great show. I'm excited to see when more episodes come out on YouTube. I highly recommend it. I think it's truly fantastic. And that was just something quick I wanted to highlight on YouTube this week. I don't know if there were any other major events I missed. I know Ludwig and Tariq hosted a Valorant tournament, and that was pretty good. But I don't really follow Valorant that much, so I didn't see too much concern with that. There is something else I do want to talk about. Michael Reeves made an amazing new video. When Michael posts, it's like the highlight of my year, my day, my month, anything. Like, it literally can make me happy for the next 6 months, like, legitimately. And 4 days ago, for the first time in 9 months, he posted A Robot Teaches Me Boxing. It already has 4.6 million views, and he was kind of making and filming this video when he was training for the Creator Clash, which that already dates it that much already. And I think it's a great video. Michael has this ability where he presents such amazing things, but he gets straight to the point. I think sometimes when the Hacksmith or like Mark Rober do things, they're like, and then we spent like hours researching and developing to figure out how we do this. And Michael's like, there's some code there, but that's boring. And then he just shows the cool robot, which I just kind of love about his channel. And I think you can pause and kind of see and understand the code if you really want to. But I think he keeps his videos so fast and entertaining, even knowing that they're going to be the only thing he posts for a month. Months. And it's just truly amazing. To give a quick synopsis, I don't want to spoil a video, but it's Rock'em Sock'em, spoilers. It's Rock'em Sock'em Robots, but with humans. And it's great. It's a fantastic video. I highly recommend checking that out. I don't want to talk too much about it, but just Michael Reeves is the GOAT. That is all. Thank you all for listening. I will see you guys next time. Goodbye.